Okay.
Yay. How's that? That's it. We're there.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Okay. Fucking hell, I don't know what to talk about. Hang on. Doobie doobie doo.
I did send you the script.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't see it.
It's in your
email. Why do you have a look for a while? Oh, right, there we are. Can you hear the washing machine going on in the background or not?
Hang on a second. No.
Good.
It's strange. When you said, can you hear the washing machine? I did the usual lean forward, tilt my head, even though I'm like 400 miles away.
Yeah. Right, okay. Let's start. Hello, welcome to the wonderful, wacky world of James Whale. And apparently, in modern parlance, this is a banging podcast. Apparently, whatever that means. And for those of you just listening out of interest, I've been working on the radio for 150 years and talk radio every night, 10 o'clock until 1 in the morning. You can hear me. We occasionally do a podcast produced by Rob, who is on the Isle of Anglesey, I think. Are you?
Well, close. I'm in Bangor.
Oh, right. Okay. Bangor, just across the Menai Straits, if my geography is right.
Correct. On the mainland.
And I'm erect on the mainland, did you say?
I said correct. Well, I could be erect.
Correct. Although you said erect. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. I talk about stuff all week. I suppose the thing, there are two main things with me. I really cannot stand bigotry, and I cannot stand people who think they're cleverer than me. Those are the two main things I really hate in life. After that, I can't stand religion. I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Christian, as long as you do it quietly and keep it to yourself, that is absolutely fine. And actually, when I think about it, it's not fine for people from a religion to threaten to kill somebody, as they have done in Batley Grammar School, I think, where because a teacher was teaching children about blasphemy. I don't even think we have blasphemy laws anymore, do we?
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, religion is something that some people believe in, other people don't. And it is up to the individual, you know. The chances of all this religious stuff being right, I think, are very, very limited. But you never know, do you? You never know. Keep your options open. But I've never been turned into a religious maniac, I must confess. But people who threaten head severing and various other things should be caught and locked up. I don't care what part of the community you come from. I don't care what sort of religion you follow. If you actually threaten to kill somebody and you keep those threats going and you attract yobbos to come and persecute those threats, nutcases, then I think you need to be caught. And I don't think they're doing enough to catch the perpetrators of that, as a matter of interest. Religion, well, the Methodist Church now says same-sex couples can be married in the Methodist Church. It's funny how religion changes itself when it feels like it. You know, Christianity changes itself regularly to suit itself, as you will have noticed. And Islam does the same thing, as far as I can see, because friends of mine who are actually Muslims and follow it seriously say the people who threaten the Islamist terrorists, which have a bastardized version of Islam, are really not to be thought of as being religious people. So, you know, we have to, and I believe them. They don't want any part in that either. But the people who go nuts, and it's just the same with Christians. You know, we've had Christians, gosh, I've been in this studio in the daylight for years. Need to clean. Are just as bad. You know, look through the history of religion and you will just see it's been persecution after persecution. So it's always good for a conversation. That's as far as I'm going on that. What else should we talk about? Oxfam. Now, I've never really been a big fan of Oxfam. It seems to be a big mega company more than anything else. And loads of people have been getting in touch with this last thing that they have come out with, which is, I won't get my phone open so I can read it because it makes a noise, doesn't it?
Not if you touch the lollipop, it doesn't.
No, I know. I can't be bothered to look through it and find the lollipop and turn the lollipop off. I mean, you know, I could put it up on another computer, but you could tell me what it actually said, couldn't you? Because you wrote the notes.
Well, it's in response to your tweet, isn't it? You put, bye-bye, Oxfam. I don't think I'll be giving them any more money. I certainly won't be going into their rather dull shops. Whoever decided to carry out this survey must be a blank, 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 fill in your own words.
Yeah, the survey said that, I forget how it was put together, but it basically said that all white people are just purveyors of white privilege, something along those lines. And considering the majority of the people are white who work for Oxfam, seemed really a fucking stupid thing for them to do, didn't it?
Can't we just agree and say it is a privilege to be white as much as it's a privilege to be any other colour?
Well, it's a privilege to be born, isn't it?
Well, that's my point, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, this whole thing with Black Lives Matter, which is actually driving a wedge into race relations in this country, which is, in my view, a really bad thing. And if it carries on the way it is, there is going to be more trouble like there was back in the 60s, because at the moment, it's perfectly acceptable to take the piss out of a white person. But if you did it out of a black person, you would be in major trouble, wouldn't you?
I would assume so, yes.
Yeah, so I think somebody somewhere needs to start this debate and discussion, which we were doing on the radio the other night. I mean, it is just blatantly bonkers. Can you say bonkers anymore? I mean, I'm not au fait with the current parlance that you can and cannot use. I mean, somebody the other day, obviously stupidly, was winding everyone up, said you can't order a black coffee anymore. It might upset people. You know, that's just childish, those sort of things, just childish. And people having a laugh at this are doing a lot of harm as well. And some of the social media things I see, you know, you'd be better off sticking your head down the toilet. A lot of you who go on social media, to be quite honest. Can you order a white coffee? I'm not sure you can.
Well, it's that white coffee is not racist, is it?
But let's not even have this conversation because it's just stupid, isn't it? It's just fucking stupid. And I'm fed up with it. But lots of people getting in touch. Jeff Hobbs said, went off them, Oxfam, that is, years ago after they spent money having shops refitted. Then a short time after the newly refitted shop opened, they stuck a poster in the window saying, don't forget the starving in Africa. I mean, Oxfam is a bit of an embarrassment, isn't it? Apparently they have £70 million in the bank. Steve Campen says, James, they need your money to keep their head office swimming pool heated. I cannot believe, is this true they have a swimming pool in their head office, or is this just something that people came up with? Dawn James says, I gave up on them after the rape scandals. And Rob Kightley said, same here, James, and I was a donor for years. How can we donate to Kidney Cancer UK? Quite easily. Just go onto our website, kidneycanceruk.org, and all will be made. Can we put that out on our website as well, Rob? As a matter of interest?
Yes, I think there might be a link straight on the website. Let me just double check that for you.
Good, 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 good. That would be great. Because we don't have any money in the bank. We just we get it in and we give it out. And we have a three-people team who operate it. So, and people with kidney cancer, which is the cancer I have, if you want to go to Kidney Cancer UK and find out all about it, we would love you to do that. So anyway, what else are we talking about? I think we should talk a little bit about the ridiculous situation that politics has got itself into at the moment. And the COVID, all this business about, I don't wear a mask. I mean, I say I've got underlying medical issues if anybody asks. Well, no, I don't, actually. Well, I do, but I don't say that. I just say, no, I'm not wearing one. And anybody who's ever asked me says, oh, right. So I don't see that wearing a mask is really, you know, necessary. It frightens everybody walking around looking slightly zombie-ish wearing masks. And what worries me more is the British people have just taken it on board and just gone with it. You know, I agreed we should have done it in the first year, the year we've been locked down and we've kept inside and stayed away from people. But you can't carry on like that. Actually, you might as well be dead, mightn't you? So, you know, do you want to spend the rest of your life locked up behind the doors, not meeting your parents, not meeting your family, your grannies, your aunts, your uncles, your friends? Seems a bit stupid.
If we carry on wearing masks forever, eventually we'll evolve to having a flap of skin over our nose and mouth.
Why, you're just as stupid as Ash, aren't you? There is no chance human beings are going to survive that long to develop that, I can assure you, because I think we're in the maybe the last 500, 600 years of mankind ruling the planet, don't you? Because whatever anybody says, I mean, I'm hoping we can clear up the bloody plastic and, you know, the fact if you eat fish now, probably 50, 60% of what you're eating is plastic. That will be good to stop. But all this, we're going to save the planet and we're going to go green, is just bollocks, to be honest, because it isn't going to happen, because major countries like China and India, they don't have the time or even the interest and impetus to change the way they live. And it, some people say, well, it's white privilege going on again, isn't it? And I suppose in a way it is, because if you come from a poor country and a poor background, you've probably got other more important issues on your mind. And so eventually mankind will destroy the planet because we will evolve ourselves out of it. And they will say, oh, well, that's just talking rubbish. You know, we've got to act now. Well, I don't see anybody acting now, actually. Do you? Except maybe in this country where we're going to go all electric, we're going to be carbon zero. Why the big problem with carbon? I thought carbon was good for trees and plants.
We will kill off all the trees eventually.
Why will we kill off all the trees?
Because we won't produce any carbon dioxide. And we'll starve all the trees, which then won't produce any
oxygen.
And then we'll die.
Oh, right. Okay. And this all this climate change stuff, I mean, it may well be that man is affecting the climate because man is affecting everything, but man is normal. Man is of nature, but just has evolved in a way that is pretty messy and pretty disgusting. So it's not abnormal, is it?
I must also say that what I just said then might be bollocks. So
why?
Well, it just might be.
What about trees?
Yeah.
Well, why did you say it?
Well, I was just sort of hypothesising.
Well, that's the problem with people like you. You hypothesise. You should do that privately. If you hypothesise in public, all kinds of things can go wrong.
I do know that wind turbines and solar panels and electric cars are not friendly to the environment.
No, they're not. And this is something nobody seems to recognise. Also, caused a lot of problems to birds, some of these wind farms out in the ocean.
You could get extra lift, though, from them if you're a bird.
Could you? Yeah. I don't know. You might be talking bollocks again. So I forgot. So climate change, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if it was a worldwide thing, fine. But then we might start living in a completely different way, which might have just as much bad effect on the planet. Because the climate changes. Naturally, it changes. And everybody says, oh, well, it takes millions of years to change. Well, blatantly, it doesn't, because when the Ice Age last came, which is apparently the normal state for this planet, according to climatologists, it came very quickly, suddenly out of nowhere, started snowing and didn't stop for a year. I think I'm right in saying that, aren't I?
Just cover yourself by saying I might have been talking
bollocks.
It might
be bollocks. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's my views on that. And if anybody wants to argue the point and you've heard this, then get in touch at Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday, 10 o'clock. Give me a call. And what else was it that was really winding me up this week? No. Flipping Amazon delivery people. Okay.
Football.
Oh, golly, that is football. Let's not even talk about it. Let's upset the dogs. Enough, thank you. This is all down to Amazon delivery drivers and the postman.
At the same time, crikey, that's a combination.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit annoying, isn't it? Here's a story that really, I saw this on social media. You must have seen it. A woman is in a spa, with a lot of her friends in a spa, and they're sitting in the steam room, or it might have been the sauna. I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the video is very funny, and a man walks in with his dick swinging around, and sits down, and the women and some young girls in there just go mad, absolutely mad. And you know, try and throw him out and then go out and complain. And the upshot of it is he came into the spa and he says, I identify as a woman, so I'd like to go and join the women's. And the spa owner said that they couldn't discriminate against this man. And the women really got very, very nasty, I think quite rightly. Because how can you allow that to happen? I mean, if you identify as a woman, fine, but, you know, unless you've transitioned and you are a woman, you can't just, I mean, can I just say I identify as a woman today and go into a ladies' spa and sit in the sauna with all those naked women? Can I do that?
Are they actually all naked though?
Well, he was, and that was the thing.
I thought you had to have a towel with you.
Well, he didn't, obviously, because they were complaining we don't want to see his willy wankling all over the place.
And was he just trying it on, or was he going through the process?
Well, I don't know. It happened in America. How do I know these things? I'll see if I can find it for you and play you a bit of it. Glad those two morons who were in the park and decided to have a go at Chris Whitty. You know, not that I agree with everything Chris Whitty has been saying, but I'm glad they've got their just desserts.
Well, no one should be treated in that way.
Probably. No, absolutely nobody. And you know, stupid little pillock.
Is it going to be just lots of women screaming, get out, get out?
Get out, get out. No, no, it's really funny. But I can't find it. I don't know why I can't find it. I retweeted it. Or maybe if I go on the other bit, I can find it. Just amuse the audience while I'm doing this.
Okay, I shall do some mime.
Good. That's all we need. Oh, gosh. Me and my video with Daisy May yesterday did well.
That's me pretending there's a fake wall in front of me.
That's good. In fact, actually, that was very good.
That's me pulling a
rope. Very good.
And this is me falling through a pretend hole.
Hey, that was your best. That was your best.
Have I got to do any more filling?
Sorry?
Have I got to do any more filling?
Yeah, you have. Shush a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I think. No, I haven't got it.
Waving?
Why haven't I got it? Hold on. Hold on. Fact, not feeling.
Climbing a ladder.
Climbing a ladder. Go on, you carry on with that. I haven't got to where I want to be yet.
Sliding down the ladder?
Go on. Woo! Yeah, very good. Oh, dear.
I suppose we should have done this with a video, really, shouldn't we?
Why?
Well, I'm not sure everyone can see my amazing... They just have to imagine it.
Was your mum a professional ballet dancer? Gemma. Yes, she was. Thank you, Gemma. She was. She danced for the Ballet Rombert. Oh, everybody talking about it. I can't find the link to go to it.
Why don't I just put the audio in later when I do the editing?
Well, I wanted to show that I knew how to do it.
Okay.
But I bloody don't. But anyway, she screams, I don't want to see that dick waving around at me. I really don't. It goes like that. The whole point of this is, if you now identify as something other than what you are, are you? I don't believe this. I don't believe you could legally go in somewhere like that. I mean, in America, it's completely messed up, isn't it? So you could do lots of strange things. But if you find the clip, it might be funny to put it in. Otherwise, just cut this whole bit out.
But then they would miss out on my... See? Doing it again.
What?
Fake wall.
Oh, all right. Yeah, good. Quite funny. Yeah. Well, they would, but who cares? I don't think they'll be that worried, will they? Anything else going you want to talk about? Any questions for me today before I've got to go out and do some cleaning? That's the only thing I'm worried about.
When's this wing walking thing that you mentioned happening?
Oh, I'm going to do a wing walk for charity, yes. And well, as soon as I get the medical okay for it, really. But I think it's okay as long as I don't go above 500 feet. I think then there are questions about tumours bursting and things like that. So, but I really fancy doing the wing walk.
500 feet. That's not very high up.
Isn't it? Well, you don't, on a biplane, it's a little biplane. Yeah, they don't go very high.
Are you going to stand or are you going to have one of those chairs?
Well, I don't know. The down a little airfield near me, they're the ones who advertise it and do it. So I haven't really looked into it yet.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter.
Are we going to come down and film it all?
No, you're not.
Can I fly the plane?
No, you can't.
Okay. Can I fuel the plane?
No, you can't touch the fucking plane.
Okay.
No.
Control tower?
No. I don't want you anywhere near. What happens when you're near is things go wrong. No.
Okay.
You and Ash, nowhere near it.
Oh, I was going to suggest.
Nowhere near it.
I was going to suggest, Ash, maybe.
No, don't.
Okay.
Or I'll get you strapped to the wings and let them fly you around for a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't get any sponsorship, though.
You wouldn't do it, though, would you?
I'd fly the plane.
No, you're not flying the plane. You don't know how to fly a plane.
I had at least 4 or 5 hours of training.
Did you? When?
Mind you, that's probably expired now. That was about 15 years ago.
Probably it has, yeah. There's a large butterfly just landed on my window. How beautiful.
It's not very difficult to fly a plane.
You're not flying it.
It's the landing and taking off.
Yes, you're not doing that either. So what other questions have we got?
Questions from the public.
Yeah. From my friends.
Stefan,
not necessarily.
Stefan Andrews, was it your decision or the producer's decision to tone down your more snarky radio air style presenting for the Mike Mansfield production of the LWT shows?
What a stupid fucking question.
It wasn't live. I think that was the problem.
Well, there's no problem with it at all. It got a huge audience. It was fine. And it wasn't toned down. Some people's memories actually have a lot. Anyway, never mind.
You still had naked men on the...
Yeah, and lots of them.
Yeah, it would be a bit silly just having the one naked man dancing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You can't even... Oh, no, I don't even want to talk about that. It's ridiculous, stupid. Why do you even fucking get that off this podcast?
I can't do that.
Yes, you fucking can.
Pauline Newbold. James, I love your wicked sense of humour. That's a statement.
Exactly. Have you not got any decent fucking questions from people?
I haven't got to the question bit yet.
Well, get to the fucking questions, for goodness sake. I've got garden to water.
How do you manage to keep your humour in the light of so many smart Alex know-it-alls and general numpties who regularly call you?
I don't have a sense of humour. What are you confusing a sense of humour with, I wonder?
Okay. I don't know.
What a fucking stupid question that is as well.
Chris Alcock.
And what a fucking stupid name that is.
How is it that politicians...
How could you live with a name like Alcock?
Oh, have you heard the news about Alexa?
What?
Oh, loads of people's parents who've got the kids called Alexa are campaigning to get the name changed.
Who would call their kid Alexa? Well, why would you call a kid Alexa?
If anyone's listening to this podcast right now, there are little smart speakers going...
Alexa, fuck off.
The fart one's quite good.
I had that the other night with some people around, and a friend of mine got it going on farts, and she was rolling around the floor with her legs in the air. She was hysterical. And I'm thinking, this is the most childish thing I've ever heard.
Say, Alexa, fart countdown. It does about 50 farts in a row.
Go on, then, do it.
Well, you say, Alexa, fart countdown.
Shall I get my Alexa?
Go on, then.
Shall I do it?
Have you got one?
Yeah, I've got one. I've got one on my phone as well.
I'll try it.
Alexa, fart countdown. I think she's trying. She just can't manage to do one.
Push.
Alexa, fart countdown.
Starting the default fart countdown. Farting will start in 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Why 60 seconds? I wonder.
It's a countdown.
What?
It's a countdown.
It's a countdown to farts.
Yeah.
Really?
We'll have to wait 60 seconds now. I'll do some more miming.
This is the most childish podcast. I really don't think you can put this out. I think we've just enjoyed it ourselves. I don't think this can be actually played out to anyone, can it?
Is it nearly 60 seconds yet? I'm looking at my
clock. No, I don't. Well, I'm quite interested to hear how this goes, but...
We've got about 20 seconds left.
Have we? Okay. Yeah. But I think, as a serious point, I don't think we can put this out, really.
Well... I've got nothing
else. I mean, I've used the F word quite a lot, and I think I even slipped in a C word as well.
And I don't beep anymore. That's going to be interesting.
Well, in that case, I don't think you can put it out. This isn't working, is it?
It is. Just wait.
Is that you doing the noises? It is, isn't it? That is you doing the noises. That isn't even on here. Is it? No, that's you, you silly fuck. Why hasn't my mime worked, I wonder? You're
sorry about that.
What?
Those farts have been brewing for a while. Try asking me for a long fart. Or say random.
Long fart.
Here comes a long fart. Try asking me for a long fart.
I just asked you. Random.
That was a muffled one. Try asking me for a long fart. Or say random.
A long fart.
Here comes a long fart. Try asking me for an angry fart. Or say random.
What about a wet and nasty fart?
Try saying, Alexa, play Mr. Farts. Or say random.
Alexa, play Mr. Farts.
Now playing Mr. Farts.
It's gonna be a smelly fart, a really smelly fart. I've got that feeling deep down inside. It's gonna be a reggae fart.
Alexa, really turn off. Thank you. Honestly, why would any organisation put that into its technology?
I forgot what
we were... Can you control yourself? It's not that funny.
So apparently the any child called Alexa is getting bullied in school.
Oh, right. Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
Imagine what Mr. Alcock got in school.
He probably got quite a lot.
Mm. Did we ever read out what he wanted to know or not?
Oh, yeah, here we go. How is it that politicians can canvass your streets without spotting potholes and sort them out?
Good point. No idea. I was just actually thinking that I used to have on my TV show a guy called Mr. Methane who used to fart tunes.
Oh, yes, I remember Mr. Methane. He used to put a bit of talcum powder over his buttocks just to prove it was real.
Yeah. He developed the way of being able to fart on command and then managed to, tune his sphincter. So that he was able to fart different tunes.
Well, that would mean he probably must be able to inhale through...
He did. He could inhale through his...
rig piece.
Yeah, well, sphincter.
That's internal, isn't it? You've got to get it past the ring first.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, I have to go. So don't let this go out anywhere because I think it would be really, really disgusting and probably a bit of a letdown for anybody who listened.
I'm sure it was okay. I'm sure there's something in there. There must be something in this week's pod. The miming is something worth listening to.
I'm going. Bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.